with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Oh, they did this great thing on the Beatles documentary last night on 60 Minutes. They talked to Peter Jackson, who has put this together. The documentary, that three-part documentary, is going to be on Disney Plus next week, the 25th, 26th, 27th, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's going to be on. I do not get Disney Plus, but I'm tempted to get it just to watch this thing and then unget it.
I watched the preview of it, or the trailer, and it does look really good. I do have the 60 Minutes piece taped at home to watch tonight.
It's 57 hours of video we've never seen from the guys from 1969, and the video is fantastic, and the audio is really good. Here's Peter Jackson. He'd been working on this thing for 4 years.
As I watched it more, it became obvious that the way to do it is the most simple way, which is to tell a very consecutive narrative. They had a camera crew filming them for 22 days, so therefore just show one day at a time. I've lived with this footage for 4 years, and I'm still amazed by seeing the footage even today, as it does feel like a time machine. This is the Beatles unlike you've ever seen them before. It still blows me away.
It is cool when they're just like doing scratch takes and just kind of messing around with songs. It's like you can hear Paul's calling out the chords and stuff, and they're just practicing things and people throwing in lyrical ideas and stuff. And
they're writing Get Back. You see them as they're working on the Get Back, and Paul's saying it's Tucson, Arizona. And it's great to see the geniuses at work.
And so over the Thanksgiving weekend, you can fight with your family around the table and then watch them fight all weekend long.
So it sounds like they're spilling it out one piece at a time. It sounds like you don't
binge it.
Yeah. 25th, 26th, and 27th. So one part a day on that.
What is it, an hour a piece, or how long is each piece?
I thought it was like 2 hours a piece. Okay, wow. I don't know. But then you know that there's going to be like some, since there was 57 hours of video, at some point Paul will be selling
the director's cut.
The director's cut. Yes. Yeah. But it was cool. They showed Peter Jackson go down into this vault at the Apple company where all the tapes were, going down this tunnel and this like a bomb shelter kind of thing and going to the tapes. Yeah.
I'll watch that for sure.
What Disney Plus? What is it? $10 a month? Something like that? Can't be that much, right?
I'm not sure.
I just have to remember. My problem is remembering to cancel stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll end up with that thing on my bill.
You get the free trial for 3 months, right? And then they start billing you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, just can I just buy it for the weekend? Just let me buy it for the weekend, and that's in the deal. Like I don't have to email you back and tell you I don't want it anymore. Just let me.
You're turning it off Sunday at midnight. Yeah,
right. Here's my money. Take my money and just shut it off at the end of the weekend. Chuck is dead. I don't know if you heard about it. Chuck, Richie Cunningham's brother from Happy Days, the guy who played Richie. He was only in like a few episodes. Seldom seen Chuck.
Did he have red hair too?
Yeah, Gavin O'Herlihy. He was 70 years old.
I think Gavin O'Herlihy.
He did like 9 episodes of Happy Days. And then they bounced him and they brought in another Chuck for a couple episodes. And that guy got Chuck too. All right, it's just piling on the Rolling Stones. I don't know what they did that was so wrong to these guys. But it was Paul McCartney who called them a blues cover band or something. And now Roger Daltrey is throwing around the word mediocre. This is Roger Daltrey. Now, we should say that he did say that the Stones have written some great songs. He said, but they're in the blues format, and well,
Mick Jagger, you've got to take your hat off to him. He's the number one rock and roll performer. But as a band, if you were outside a pub and you heard that music coming out of a pub some nights, you'd think, well, that's a mediocre pub band.
That's a mediocre pub band, is what Roger said. But then what you don't hear is at the end, he said, but no disrespect. That's a mediocre pub band, but no disrespect, really. Why are people poking at? I mean, geez, Charlie Watts just died like a month ago or so, and now people and everybody's going after him. You know, let the old guys go. Yeah, so they are. They don't have the breadth of the Beatles, nor probably the Who, for that matter. But they were really good at what they did.
Look at the set list and tell me where the holes are.
Yeah, that's right.